From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counterterrorism strike in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. UN also notes that 80% of Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. Nigeria's First Lady, Aisha Buhari, says her husband's administration will put an end to embezzlement and corruption in Nigeria's government.
I know that this government was a collectively, the government of change. It was a collective efforts government. So the people should continue monitoring the budgets of the ministries. Why a certain amount of money is budgeted for this, and it must carry out its activities based on what they're budgeted for.
Buhari, whose husband, Muhammadu Buhari, was elected in 2015, spoke with VOA's Africa 54 television program. She also mentioned causes about which she cares deeply, including adult education and caring for the families of the hundreds of schoolgirls Boko Haram kidnapped in 2014. United States is back on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year by the U.S. are women and children. State Department officials said the screening process, which has faced some domestic criticism, is rigorous and exhaustive. This is VOA News. After years of undercover work, the U.S. is starting to reveal what appears to be networks of would-be terrorists who support each other, even as many prepare to act alone. Heightening concern, these webs of connections and support seem to span several years and often cut across the ideological lines that delineate one terror group from another. An official speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity also said it is clear a lot of this predated ISIL, which is an acronym for the Islamic State. Concern has reached the White House. After a meeting with his national security officials, President Obama said, and I quote, "It's conceivable that there are some networks here that could be activated." In U.S. politics, at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke about one of his chief concerns.
We have border problems. People are pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. We have people. We're going to build a wall, folks. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall.
The Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention here in Washington of African-American and Hispanic journalists she has issues with many of Trump's business dealings and does not want Americans to suffer under his leadership.
We don't want you to be left in the same position as the retirees in Florida were. They put their money up for Trump condos, and there was never any built, and they didn't get their money back.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. Presidential election will be November 8th. Opening ceremony for Rio de Janeiro's Olympic Games got underway late Friday with a roaring crowd of tens of thousands. Spectators were excited as they left the stadium, saying they enjoyed the show and that the Games were likely to have a positive long-term influence on Brazil. Sahida Moro is a spectator from the U.S. city of Houston, Texas.
Well, I hope that the Games elevate the country and elevate the situations here. That is my optimistic outlook.
Amazing!
But we have to wait and see for it. But my hope it is that the Games do benefit the country in the long run.
More than 200 Olympic teams participated in the opening ceremony, including the first team of refugees to band together and compete. And Japan today marked the 71st anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Bombing killed around 140,000. Another bomb was dropped on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.